And now back to the news. There were some very varied top stories in the evening news this week. One was the sad death of a nightclub owner who had struggled with mental health issues. The runway at the former RAF base in Scotto near Coltishall may be put back in use. The Norfolk County Council proposed to shut 46 of 53 children's centres, and Norman Lamb MP said this was reckless and disgusting. And a mean thief stole £200 from a pensioner who had befriended him.
The heartbroken mother of Norwich nightclub owner Ibish Pelly has urged people not to keep quiet about their mental health. Dawn Perry spoke about the issue at an emotional candlelit vigil held in memory of her son, who was found dead on Tuesday, aged 35. Hundreds of people gathered outside Bishop Nightclub on Prince of Wales Road to pay their respects to the popular businessman. Mr. Perry owned the company Code Red Promotions, which was behind a number of bars and clubs on Prince of Wales Road. Speaking at the vigil, his mother urged people, especially young men, not to keep their thoughts and feelings hidden away. Police closed off a section of Prince of Wales Road to traffic as the vigil got underway. Hundreds of people filled the street and lit candles, which were then placed in two canoes outside the nightclub. Mr. Perry's close friends and mother all spoke at the event. Mr. Perry's friend Jack Baugan and Steve Maddams set up a Just Giving page in aid of Norwich and Central Mind. The pair said Mr. Perry had his own battles with mental health issues and the fundraiser would help the charity to support other people experiencing difficulties. Mr. Perry was found dead in a property above Bishop Nightclub.
Aircraft could once again be taken to the skies at a disused runway which served the Royal Air Force for decades. For many years, Scotto Enterprise Park was home to the former RAF base in Coltishall, before military operations were moved from there. However, its relationship with flight could soon be restored by one of the companies now based on the site. Aircraft manufacturer Swift relocated there last year. However, up until now, the company has been solely grounded in its work on location. But the company has applied to both North Norfolk and Broadland councils for permission to make use of the former runway to launch flight testing of its crafts.
Liberal Democrat North Norfolk MP Norman Lamb used his platform at the Liberal Democratic Annual Conference in Brighton to brand the move reckless and disgusting. Consultation has started over Norfolk County Council's proposals to shut 46 of Norfolk's 53 children's centres as part of a review of the service. Seven of the existing children's centres would remain as bases, and council bosses say it will bring services out of buildings and into the community. The centres were used by 23,000 families over the past 12 months. But the council has already agreed to halve the budget for them from £10 million to £5 million, and with the contracts for the 12 current providers of the services coming to an end next year, they say this is the time for change. The council says schools, village halls, libraries and other buildings will be used to provide the services people currently get at children's centres, along with visits to people's homes and better online service. Penny Carpenter, chairman of the Children's Services Committee, said it would get the right help to children and families as early as possible. She said, "By spending our money on frontline services rather than buildings, we will be able to provide more focused one-to-one and group support with a more consistent service across the country. About a quarter of those families who live in areas of greatest need are not accessing children's centres services at the moment, and we want to develop a service that gives them the support and help they need for their children."
A mean thief befriended a Norwich pensioner and then took her bank card, stealing more than £200 from her, a court heard. Wayne Hambling, aged 40, got chatting to the pensioner while out walking his dog Beauty in Aylsham Road, and after being invited in for a coffee, he stole her bank cards from her purse when she left him alone in a room at her home, Norwich Crown Court heard. He withdrew £150 from her account, but it was only later when the victim went to the bank that she realised her cards had been taken. Chris Ewell, prosecuting, said that the victim suspected Hambling might have taken her cards, and when he returned to her home, she refused him entry. By this stage, she realised he was someone not to be trusted and told him to go away. Mr. Ewell said Hambling went and tried a door at the back of the property and then knocked on her front door, and when she opened it, he barged his way in, pushing past her, and stole her purse containing £60. Hambling of Drayton Road, Norwich, admitted burglary, theft and fraud and was jailed for 21 months. Andrew Oliver, for Hambling, said that he was a heroin addict and had been put under pressure by dealers he owed money to.
And now for features. The first feature this week introduces us to Edgar Laplante, an imposter who reinvented himself as a Native American Cherokee chief. The story was unearthed by an East Anglian writer, Paul Willits. Here is Reed Chakrabarty to tell us more.